Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? How does that sound?
Good.
Sounds good to me.
Wow, Zoom knows to hide my microphone. That's weird. Look at that.
It just recognizes you. It recognizes your body.
Say it sexy.
It recognizes your body.
You do get loud when you go close to the mic, just so you know that.
Sid, you call?
Block? It's good.
Oh, it's good? Okay. All right, so let's start. Ready?
You ready?
Just Noah is a regular what's her face?
Big Tiffany Haddish fan.
And Tiffany Haddish, thank you.
Who apparently is dating Common in what is the most corny pairing of celebrities to date.
All right, we're going live. We're going live now.
Let them hear. I want to know why it's corny.
Because the two of them are very corny.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. What's all this about kids needing to buy a chili cheese dog to get into a Long Island hardcore show? Back in my day, all you needed was a random basketball jersey, a nautical tattoo, and blinding BO. I miss the old New York. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Welcome! No BO here. No BO. Welcome to the live cast, the Metal Injection live cast, here with Sweaty Sydney, Deodorant Darren, and
Noxious Noah.
There we go. Thank you, Noah, and thank you for tuning in to another awesome, funny, hilarious. Oh, it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be beautiful. Many people are already saying this is the best live cast episode of all time. You can be a part of it. 213-YTEST. That's 213-943-3688. And, of course, if you need yourself a little extra live cast, a little something extra, you can get yourself a bonus round of the Metal Injection live cast. We just posted a brand new episode on our Patreon for as low as $5 a month. You get access to all of our bonus episodes that we've posted in the last year or so. And this month, our big theme is our good boy, Mike Francesa, fellow New York broadcasting legend, our colleague.
Good boy.
Good boy.
He's a good boy.
Good boy.
And we spend literally 1 hour roasting Mike Francesa. So it's essentially no different than most episodes of the Metal Injection Livecast, but 1 hour of original roasting. And there's a whole lot of hilarious roasting that we did this time around.
I wanted to add one quick thing, that episode has already gotten a review from a fan who said that it's the best Patreon episode that we've done. I believe they added holy shit.
Many people are saying it is the best Patreon episode of all time, not just our Patreon, like all patrons ever.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
The review is written by Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
I was going to say, don't let Mike Francesa hear that he caused us to have the best Patreon episode. Even by being a buffoon, he will take that as a massive ego boost.
Yeah.
The phone lines are already blowing up. 213-WIDENUT is the number. That's 213-943-3688. We have 646, a fellow New Yorker, on the line.
Maybe
you're live.
Brucey.
With the live chat.
Hello?
TBSFM.
646, can you hear us?
Hello?
And can we hear you? These are important questions.
Speak now.
It's Mike Francesa prank calling us and just being silent on the line.
We lost him. Well then.
Oh, well.
They're lost, not ours. their loss.
Yeah, so big news in broadcasting. Cousin Brucey is retiring from Sirius.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say he died. I got very
well,
sad.
Give it a couple hours.
What did you say, Rob?
His career may have died.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's saying he's only retiring from the 70s on 7 Channel at Sirius, and it's not the end of him. Just
what channels is he on, this Alcachaca?
Or like 60s on 6 or something? I don't know. I don't remember. Is
he
going to
do a podcast?
Yeah, 60s on 6.
Not the end of him.
I'm on every decade, baby, on CBS FM. The naughty 90s on CBS FM. It's spinning a little corn and a little stain for you.
Welcome to After Dark on CBS FM. All right, we got another caller. Let's see if this one works. Hello. Block number, potentially. No. Call has.
Oh, who cares?
Wonder if the calls work.
Okay.
Get Noah on the line.
Why don't I try?
Yeah, give us a 2-3 wide net call, Noah. Yeah. And while Noah does that, I want to talk about our first story, which I'm so excited to talk about. And it involves many things we enjoy. Long Island, chili cheese dogs, hardcore shows. Plenty of good stuff. So basically, being the investigative journalist I am, I am roaming Twitter. I'm like the COVID police, I feel now. Like I feel it is my mission to report on anyone breaking the rules here.
You're the hall monitor.
I am the hall. I'm totally fine with this.
It is. You're you found a niche. This is your thing now. You're the go-to guy for COVID/concert news.
COVID snitching.
COVID snitching, sure. But it's good. Fuck them.
Yeah, that's exactly my feeling. Like, I am totally fine being this home, like, taking on this role, because apparently in Long Island, which cases aren't so bad in Suffolk County, but really Suffolk County, for those of you who don't know, is like New York's Florida, let's say. Okay, that's what I like to say.
Yeah, it's a good description, because it's like Florida has its mix of very cosmopolitan, secluded areas where massively rich people live, and then lots of like trash communities.
Yeah.
So it's like side by side. That's exactly how Suffolk County is in Long Island.
We have a someone calling in. Is this you now, or is it somebody else? 518. Oh, that's you.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, it's me, but you can't hear me.
Interesting.
Well.
Oh, well. Hold on one sec. No, stick with me here. I see. So, I want to give a big apology to 646 who tried to call in earlier, because that technical issue was on my end for why we weren't hearing.
How dare you?
I think we can get it working.
At least you took responsibility. Very commendable.
Yeah. What specifically was the issue, in case somebody else has a similar issue later on and wants their assistance?
Well, the issue is my Zoom on? Oh, no. It should be working. Interesting. Hold on. Hold on here. Let's try this again. We're doing live on air tech support. Noah, are you on the line?
Hello, Rob.
No, try turning it on and off.
Yeah.
Yes, I did restart my computer. Can you hear me?
Oh, well, that might be an issue with our calling guy. So there might be a problem.
Cool.
I might not be able to take call. But anyway, to the chili cheese dogs.
Why don't you just call us all personally? We'll all give out our personal numbers.
Well, yeah, Rob's already done that.
Not tonight.
Certainly,
once upon a time, he did do that. Is that still in our archives? Like, can you go and hear that?
Or... I think we bleeped it.
Yeah. I think that night, like, we fixed that. Thanks.
Only the live listeners were able to hear, and that's one of the perks that you get by listening to the live.
Yep.
See, now we've kind of changed it a little bit because Rob only gives out his number on Patreon, so it's for our paying customers.
Good point. But yeah, so I saw on Twitter somebody tweeted that people risk their lives to hear and see this. And this is a fucking, what looks like a tiny classroom with no, like an emptied out classroom with a tiny stage on it. And like 20 kids moshing. And so in Suffolk County, like I was saying earlier, cases are down. And in New York in general, we're at about 500 to 600 cases a day. Throughout the entire state, which includes upstate. So it's not that bad. It's about like 100 cases in the county a day.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, all it takes is a dumb event like this to trigger an uptick. There's a specific reason why there are no concerts at the Nassau Coliseum, which is in Long Island, because this kind of stuff can't happen right now. And I get it. It's summer. People are bored. People are restless, but this is just careless. Anyway, so somebody tweeted, I want to show you, this is what people risked their life to go see. And here it is.
Oh, God, this is so cringy.
I can't hear it.
Yeah, there's no, yeah.
You don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But hold on.
He's doing us a favor.
Yeah.
Have we ever shied away from shitty visual and audio content on this show? We played Ja Rule, for God's sakes, with Metallica.
Just make it low.
There we go.
Was it everything you expected?
Yes.
It's funny, I heard this in my head already while it wasn't playing. Like, the sound is so imprinted in there. Like, you know exactly.
And I do like the captions, not the ECW jean shorts. So I wanted to point out that this guy takes his mask off to sing.
Wait, put the sound off.
Sorry. I want to point out, I'm going to rewind. Notice the guy in the crowd lowers his face mask to then go in and share the mic with the singer and sing along to whatever the vocals are. Watch him.
Whatever
there is. I will say, I think these girls in the back are being pretty responsible. They're staying away from all the ruckus.
They just don't want a guy licking their neck while this is going on.
And so the best part of the story, though, is from this young lady who notes that it should be mentioned that you had to buy a chili cheese dog to be able to stay inside the venue. And 3 out of the 5 bands on the bill were playing their very first show ever. A Hulk Hogan debuted.
A Hulk Hogan debut?
Oh, yeah, he was in the band. He played bass.
Well, it was very fitting because he felt very fat after eating all those chili cheese. That thing.
So, I mean,
that's so specific. Why a chili cheese dog? Like, you couldn't just buy any item, or you had to buy that specifically?
Couldn't it have just been, like, with mustard? Like, come on. I'm going to go mosh and fucking shit myself after eating a... disgusting chili cheese dog? Come on.
Well, that's what, yeah. My hypothesis was that you can't have a show, you can't have a concert yet, but you in Suffolk County, they are allowing indoor dining.
As I found out.
They're skirting the rules by saying, oh, they bought food, they're dining. But then, of course, they ended up fucking having a mosh pit, which is not a lot. Like, there's no way that these, like, any rules would allow for a mosh pit or gang vocals or
Let's
anything.
Let's be fair,
like
that mosh pit had like 3 people in it. So,
oh my God,
it was a socially
mosh line.
Mosh pit.
So do you have to stand there with the fucking hot dog in your hand, like, moshing
at all?
Now, well, here's the thing.
To prove that you're eating?
I'm not
seeing you have to eat it at the door before you come in.
You know, they really weren't enforcing it because I'm not seeing anybody hold any sort of hot dog. They all must have downed their hot dogs. I want to see what those bathrooms look like. So to keep going with the story, I was doing my research, doing my investigation, and I was trying to find, like, who the hell played the show, who put on the show. And so I'm looking – and it is a Long Island club by the name of Shaker's Pub, which already sounds problematic. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Why?
Sounds
Why?
Like
what? Meaning what? What sounds problematic about it?
It sounds like the type of place that would have a COVID show is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, what kind of place would that be?
Shaker's
what
Pub.
Are you
Shaker's Pub. Just
First
a,
of all, it's a pub. Come on.
It looked like the back room of the pub. Where is the pub?
On this side of the Atlantic, we don't have fucking pubs, all right?
You know what it looks like? It looks like one of those rooms that, like, apartment buildings rent out for birthdays.
That's where hardcore shows take place.
Yeah.
I mean, if you do a Google search for it, look at the first picture that comes up in, like, the
Shaker's Pub we're talking about.
Yeah.
Is that like the same apartments that were used for apartment wrestling back in the day? Sid, do you remember that?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Yeah. They used to have these apartment wrestling matches. I wonder if they're just using them for hardcore shows now.
Oh, no, like in the Google Maps. No, like go back to all.
A little tech support.
Yeah.
Hit the back button. Yeah, that with the old.
Oh, there you go. It's nice.
Oh, I wanted to go to De Hang Kitchen. It's right next door.
De Hang?
De Hang, yeah.
Oh.
There's the band.
Oh, there's some lighting sometimes.
Wow,
Look at this cocktail.
Whoever took these pictures is a great photographer. Like, it looks like an actual venue.
Right.
And then you see that video, and it's like...
Oh, look, all military personnel, law enforcement, firefighters get happy hour prices all day, every day. Must provide proper ID.
Must buy a chili cheese dog.
So they get
oh man! I think I know that guy.
This is like Big Pun's body count. This is his side project hardcore band.
It's just Crowbar.
Who is this person?
Oh, come on, Rob.
Singer of Anvil.
Well, it's right next door to the Lizard Lounge. Did you know
that?
Oh
no!
Well, I also want to. Oh, I have to log in to see it.
So I'm wondering, like, that police thing, like, are they, maybe they're like leftists and they just want to get, like, you know, cops to catch COVID in their clubs.
Well, so yeah, what I was getting at is I found a promoter who's actively promoting shows, Rock Island Management, at this club and other clubs in Suffolk County. And I want you to look at this fucking disclaimer. I'm like burping my ass.
Oh, these are like anal beads or something. What is that's not what COVID-19 looks like.
That's like a dog toy.
Yeah.
To like clean their teeth.
So this is on the Instagram. There has been some concerns that I'd like to address. Before our show Friday, I was in contact with the county to find out if we could hold our event and what precautions were required. We were told 50% capacity, masks.
Not a problem. 50% would be a high watermark for our promotion.
You have to take into account, Sid, that 90% of the people attending this show are over 350 pounds and severely bloated and diabetic. So they may be over the capacity, even though the number of bodies is not.
Half the room is taken up by their walkers that they have to put to the side.
With their 5XL ECW joints. Sorry, Rob. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. We're told 50% capacity masks are required for entry, and all employees are required to wear masks. Do not have any authority to make guests wear masks. What? Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
We just need to require that they have them, but wearing them is a personal choice.
Oh,
I think it's stupid not to.
So wouldn't wouldn't carrying them also be a personal choice? But they're restricting that. So
well, they're saying they have to have one.
Isn't wearing shoes inside a grocery store also a personal choice?
Yes, but they can restrict that. So why can't they restrict not wearing a mask too?
Exactly.
Well, he just doesn't want to.
Right. He's lying. He does have to. He's just not enforcing it.
So he keeps going. I think it's stupid not to wear one. Had mine on the whole time, but others didn't, and that's on them.
No, it's
on you. That's on you. You're the fucking promoter.
Asshole.
And not only, like, and it's like, here's the thing. You're putting everyone else in danger by that person just exposing their fucking germs to every.
Right.
Don't get me started.
Masks are not like 100% effective, you know? It just like reduces things down.
They're as effective as we got at the moment.
Right. No, no. My point, though, is that if you start letting people in without masks, like even the people with the masks have a chance of infection.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
So he says this whole stupid thing. And I accidentally wrote initially that he promoted this show, but he is denying that he promoted the show. Now, some people in the comments have said that he's lying and that he did promote it, but we'll get into that. But so he messaged me. He sent me this long ass message, and I want to read it right now because it you know. Let me read.
Wait,
go
before
ahead.
Before you read it, can I ask you a difficult question?
Uh oh.
Can I put you on the spot?
Sure.
Rob?
What was the whole live journal thing about?
do you really think that I'm boobalicious? No. Why did you start the article saying that you're still gathering the information instead of just like gathering the information and then writing the article?
Oh, shit.
Are you from Axios?
Well, I'm sharing all the information that I gathered up until that point because I felt it was enough to write about, but the other information to gather would have been the bands that played and who would have been promoting. And I was hoping that by publishing the article, I would get further tips.
Which you did.
Yeah. And I updated the article actually within the hour or two after publishing.
Me and some of the Metal Injection commenters were wondering about that. So I just wanted to ask. Me and Libtard Pazbani or whatever his name is.
I didn't see Libtard leave a comment on the story. He should have left it. I would have addressed him. I would have addressed it to Mr. Tard.
We texted about it.
Oh my God. The comments on the post got me sidetracked. I can't wait to get through those too. So he posted this. He posted a shorter version of this as a comment on my story and a comment on my Facebook post linking to the story. So he tracked me down, this guy who wrote that message. To be clear, this is the guy who wrote that message saying everyone has to have a mask, but I'm not going to make them wear it. And he is actively promoting concerts in that venue and other venues. So with all that in mind, here is the story. I mean, here is his personal message to me. Mr. Pazbani, and he spells it correctly.
Huh.
Why is my name and company being mentioned in an article about a show that I was not associated with in any way? I do not know how that show was run. I do not know what guidelines they did or did not follow. I don't even do hardcore shows. This is a clear case of deformation of character.
That has to be the episode title.
And if my name and company name is not removed from this article immediately, I will be contacting my lawyer. I think you should be also aware. This is where it gets good. I think you should also be aware that in your article, you are quoting New York City policy. Suffolk County policy has a much lower population and very different policy. And to be clear, I quoted both policies. Before holding any shows out there, it's weird that he says out there, meaning Suffolk County, but isn't he in Suffolk County? So wouldn't it be out here?
Yeah.
But anyway, before holding any shows out there, unless he's a Russian agent promoting shows in Suffolk County
or
from Russia, we don't know.
Maybe he lives in Suffolk County.
Yeah, or he lives in the city or something.
Imagine living in the city, and I guess you could do it. Why not make the money?
You have to go there. Yeah, you just post some fucking Facebook posts.
So he says, before holding any shows out there, I was, in all caps, in contact with their Department of Health and was told nothing about 10 people and nothing about food. And this is referencing me saying that in New York City, you're not allowed to have more than 10 people at an indoor gathering. But I said that in the outer regions, that is not as strict, and they have allowed indoor dining. So he's saying, I was told we were allowed no more than 50% capacity. We must keep track of the door because officers would be aware of the event and could be stopping by to check our number. Also told no one would be allowed entry without a mask, and that I should consider having masks to provide for people who don't have one, which I did and gave out at no cost. They also told me to try, in all caps, to maintain social distancing and try to get people to wear the masks, but that I have no legal authority to enforce that.
Can I ask a question? So he's saying he had nothing to do. So what show is he talking about? If the show you're writing about, he says he had nothing to do with.
Exactly. How does he know so much?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What show was he giving out masks at then?
He's saying it shows he promoted that have happened at this venue.
Okay. So then he's just, he wants to sue you for deformation of character over semantics. I ran plenty of shitty shows at this place, just not this specific one.
Yes, that's exactly.
I'm violating the laws, but not at this show. That was somebody else violating the laws.
So he goes on. There's a little more to this. He goes on. At my event, I put chairs on the floor so there is no moshing as seen in your videos. They are spread 6 feet apart, and I am frequently asking guests to put their masks on. Now, this contradicts what he said earlier, where he doesn't ask. I do take precaution, and as a result, in the four shows we've had, we've got permission. Not a single band member, guest, or employee came down with COVID. As if he's doing tests,
right,
and following up with all of and doing contact tracing.
Yeah,
with all these people. Again, I am not a member of the hardcore scene, and I don't even know the people involved with the show. Now, here's the best part. He says, "What a personal note." He means on a personal note.
I got it, yeah.
On a personal note, your magazine, I have a magazine, thanks. Your magazine does almost nothing to promote and support local bands, but you seem to be willing to be the first ones to call them out when they do something wrong. How does that help the scene? You do realize that a lot of these venues and a lot of these kids and these bands didn't get stimulus checks, small business loans, and don't even qualify for unemployment. They've been sitting at home for 5 months being supported by their families.
Projecting.
Putting an enormous strain on them. The government is doing nothing to support these people, many of whom had to sell their cars, move back home, and can't even afford to pay their phone bills. Is it such a terrible thing that they are just trying to put a little money in their pocket?
Became a rabbi? What is this? Is it such a terrible thing? Some kids wanted to make some money doing the show. All right, you get COVID, fine. You get a little cough. That's it. A little phlegm comes up. But you see the show. You had a good time. That's what we really want.
Goes, especially when they're doing their best to follow the county guidelines.
I mean, if you really cared about the bands, you would let them go and not write a story. But you don't care, so it's all right, you know. But so what, you know, it's all right. You're a bad person. Can't help that.
Well, this next line is some of Fox News level gaslighting. He goes, "I think what you're doing is disgusting." But it is your First Amendment right.
You mean with the sunflower seeds, what you do with the...
The fact that you
I would just
out
ask
your belly
that you do your
them.
Job, check your facts, and call out the right people.
Which is who?
Not him.
Yeah.
I don't want to be perceived as taking sides because you are my friend. I've known you for 20 years, but I have to agree with him on one thing, and that is that the print version of Metal Injection does not promote bands at all, local bands.
Metal Injection magazine.
I flipped through it cover to cover this month, and there was like not one mention of a local band in there.
It's just ads for massage parlors. It's fucking
and
weird.
And Babes of the Day.
I don't get it.
Just all Babes of the Day, and then like two pages of Metal Babes.
But also, technically, isn't every band local to somewhere? So any band Rob covers is technically a local band.
Great point, Sid. Great point.
Yeah, suck it, wherever you are. What's his name again?
Rob didn't say his name. He doesn't want
to. That doesn't matter what his name is.
Turn that chili cheese dog sideways.
Tied it up real nice.
So I want to say, Noah, say something.
Hello.
Hey,
I'm a guy from Long Island. You're disgusting.
Long Island, you're on the air.
The phones are working. 213 Wide Nuts. So if you're at the show, give us a ring a ding ding. 213 Wide Nuts.
Okay.
So I want to mention as well that when I saw this message, and he sent this message to me on my Facebook, on my Instagram, whatever.
LinkedIn.
I haven't logged into my LinkedIn yet, but I'll check it out.
Did he rewrite it and reword it or copy and paste? I'm picturing him back this out four different times differently.
Yeah,
is it the same typos?
It's weird because he copied it and same typos. He copied and pasted, but in the public sphere, he left out the personal note.
Oh. Okay.
He just said the part about the defamation, but the personal note was only on my Facebook. And so, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but in Facebook, you know, in your messages, they filter out messages from people who aren't your friends. Those are message requests.
Right.
So you don't immediately see those. And so I went and checked, and I had another message in my message requests.
Ooh.
And it is, in fact, from the owner of Shaker's Pub.
Mr. Shaker?
No, Mr. Puff.
Mr. Puff.
Mr. Pim? I want to point out how unbelievably sexist all of you are to assume that the owner of Shaker's Pub is a man, or identifies as a man, I should say, because it is, in fact, well, I assume, I don't want to assume gender, but it is a woman.
Okay.
Wow.
So this woman.
Now I'm curious what she's shaking.
And I'll post a picture in our group chat. I don't want to dox her publicly. So she sent me a message as well, and it is even more unhinged, shorter, more unhinged than the message from the promoter. He goes, I'm sorry. She goes,
She looks like she's 23 years old. She's the owner of this bar?
She's definitely not the owner. She's probably...
Her parents are the owners?
Or like a person who's local and goes there a lot.
No. It's her... I mean, she's the promoter. So like, her Facebook page is all about Shakers.
Yeah, it's her favorite bar.
No, it's about how 5 years ago Shakers opened its doors. 5 years ago, I dedicated to this business and to the Long Island music scene.
Oh,
blah,
okay.
Blah, blah.
All right. So
anyway,
what do you have to say?
So here's her message. She says, "Hi, I would like to discuss the article you wrote. First, there's many false statements in the article. Masks were required to be worn at all times. The promotion company you named was not the correct one, so you are not providing accurate information, which is actually deformation of character, because
wait,
that could possibly hurt." That is,
she said the same thing?
Yes.
It's probably the same. She's probably the Rock Island Management Group.
You got catfished, Rob.
The Rock Island Management person is a man. So they could be a couple.
It could be just posing as that person to, like, show that there's two people against
mm-hmm.
you.
You know, and it's so funny. I just looked at the management company guy's Facebook page, and he says he lives in East Rockaway. His our mutual friend is Rob from Candiria, who you might recall to be the one who appeared on Frankie Palmieri's podcast to talk about the temple and talk about Robert Pasbini.
Pasbini, whatever.
He
was. Is.
Thank you. So to finish off her statement, she says, the promotion company you named was not the correct one, so you are not providing accurate information, which is actually deformation of character, because that could possibly hurt that individual business in the long run, which they do not have any, they had nothing to do with. The bar was kept under 50% capacity. That's
what does that mean? How many people is that?
Eight.
Well, whatever the legal capacity is, they kept less than half. I also want to point out, no denying the chili cheese dog. Part of the story.
Well, they're delicious, Rob. Why would she deny that?
It's like the thing that looks the least bad in this story.
Yeah.
You served food.
This has to be our next, like, Tad Steak style Patreon bonus, where we go to this place and try the chili cheese dog.
Oh, man.
Do you think they would recognize you? Do you think there's, like, a wanted sign with your face on it at this bar now? Like,
do not let this guy in.
I mean, I would love...
I guarantee that Rob's face is where they play darts. Like, they just throw
darts. Yeah.
I'd love to do that, but that place is now like a petri dish of COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There is the other side of it, which is we would get the COVID.
Can we
do
a pickup order?
Maybe
you want something that came out of that edifice?
Just for the comedy. Just for the
love. We don't go in. We just go and review the chili cheese dog and then leave. Because do they give it to you at the door?
That's only for hardcore shows. We'd go, like, during the day.
We'll be sitting in the ICU with like, an intubated, like, ventilator and cracking up at what a hilarious joke we did.
What if we make our own chili cheese dogs, bring, like, some, like, patio furniture, and just set up on their sidewalk, eat our own chili cheese dogs, and then leave?
Patio!
This has to be a road trip, though. We've got to do this.
They're having their big summer's end blowout bash at Shaker's Pub on August 28th. So if we're not doing anything, you get
all. Who's playing? What's the lineup?
Color Mask.
Marauder. Steel Suit.
Scarlet's Alibi.
Oh, my favorite.
Ronin.
Earth Crisis.
The Yellow Lights.
Floor Punch.
Vitro.
Sanguish.
And TBA.
To be announced, or is that an actual band? You didn't say who was playing the Chili Cheese Dog show. You never called out those bands. Promote
the only
band.
The only band that was identified was NYC Shootout, and like.
Oh, I chose them for my Spotify playlist.
They have no
music. Right.
What's so funny is I'm pretty sure the band created a Twitter account after I wrote about the story. And they were so pumped on it, and they had 20 followers. So bless them.
Even bad publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
You said that
for 20 followers.
So the good news, they're a hardcore band, so all the letters are capitalized, just like every hardcore band.
And I believe their logo is in Comic Sans, so that's a double win for you, Sid.
Whoa! Can we do a trash it or trash it on their music?
There's no music. This is their first show ever. You think they have music? Are you kidding me?
Usually people have demos. How else did they get booked?
Like
what are they getting booked off of? It's very questionable practices all around.
Yeah.
I don't like that, Sid. You are deforming their character. You don't know that at all, that they did bad practices.
That's a good hardcore band name, though, Deformed Character. That should be their name.
Just bypass the actual pun of deformation of character.
Yeah.
Just say Deformed Character.
You said their name is NYC Shootout, Rob?
Correct.
And their first show was in Long Island?
In Suffolk County.
Get that C out of that name. That ain't no NYC Shootout. That's barely an NY Shootout. Fuck out of here with that. False
advertising. To be clear, to the out-of-towners, New York City is Brooklyn, Manhattan.
Queens, Bronx, and Staten Island.
Yeah.
you could have
technically Staten Island, but they don't want to be part of it, and we don't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
A mutual agreement.
Yeah, even some parts of Queens, I'm like, this is Long Island. This is not New York City.
Queens could really be like 2/3 less area and not miss a beat. Right? Don't
you
think?
Support that.
And changing gears for a quick second, I want to talk about a band that should be on everyone's radar, the band named Avatar, and Avatar's new album, Hunter Gatherer. It's their darkest, most sinister version of the band yet, with deep studies of cruelty, technology, disdain, and deprivation. I really like Avatar. They're very theatrical. There's always a theme, and they're very, very heavy, especially on this album. And it is already one of Loudwire and Metal Hammer's albums of the year. Hunter Gatherer is now available for pre-order ahead of its official release on August 7th. And you can check out the new single, Colossus. And we will actually have the singer of Avatar, Johannes, on the show next week. So that should be really fun. And Avatar, their new album, Hunter Gatherer, is out this Friday, August 7th. Give it a shot.
Noah, the way you were sitting during that read, you moved now, but you just had Dave Mustaine's head, like you were looking through a cutout hole.
Speaking of deformation of character.
Just James hanging with Noah. No,
now
insane.
you need to have Bruno in front of James Hetfield and his hair.
Oh.
It could be like one of those like carnival cutout pictures.
Or just find a picture of James like kicking something and put Bruno in front of it.
Oh, no, Bruno. Oh,
no.
Well, he's not really going to get kicked. It's just for a photo.
I kind of like this hairstyle.
You do?
It's like a Farrah Fawcett situation.
Are you sure we're looking at the same JPEG? Because it's pretty horrific. Very feathered.
Yeah.
Right. Heather,
could work. You could pull it off.
Yeah.
Oh, well, of course. But I'm just saying.
I don't have enough hair to pull that off.
Just not pull it off of him and put it on your head. He's 73 years old. It's falling out anyway.
Yeah,
we could see it. We're going to take a look now at an updated version of Dave Mustaine.
Oh,
and this is pretty great. So I want to give a big shout out to the YouTube algorithm. I was on the Livecast YouTube account and it pointed me to a fan of Megadeth did a screen capture of Mustaine doing an Instagram live from his house. And it's really great. There's a few things I want to go over.
No, just bringing in Bruno for the beautiful.
I don't know how we're gonna do this.
Shot.
I gotta like switch him. Here, he'll just be David.
Oh,
poor puppy.
Let him go. He wants it out of.
Oh, he's such a good boy. He's such a good boy.
He's happy to be hugged.
Yeah.
Who isn't?
Popka.
Like, she's happy to be hugged by Noah.
Touche.
She's not by you, Rob.
No, she doesn't like to hug me either.
It's been a while. I bet she misses you. She'd probably be. Oh my God! He looks like a rabid dog.
Oh my goodness!
He looks like Henry Rollins cosplaying as Dave Mustaine.
Oh.
So strap in, folks. We got plenty of gems to go through here, but let's just give it a. Is it working?
I heard it for a second.
Yeah, now I don't hear it.
I ruined it. Hold on.
I heard the first 3 seconds.
Volume is...
Freedom!
Polo fucking Duclaw.
This is the FBI trying to stop us.
Yeah. Doing better before your face showed up on the screen.
I want to point out, this is basically like from what I've gathered is, you know, he and his son, Justice, Justice with an S, no C in Justice.
Like the basketball player.
And no E either.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah. At the end.
J-U-S-T-I-S.
So,
are you sure
it's clear.
Who's Steve?
Would you doubt it? I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, he refers to him as Justice, but you might be right, Noah.
Imagine it's a glimpse inside the mind of Dave Mustaine that he named his son after a Metallica album.
Oh.
Yeah, because that album had to have been out by the time. Like, he's in his 20s, Justice, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was born around, like, Countdown to Extinction, I think, right?
Your guess is as good as mine.
That's
but
what
I think
he
they...
referred to the pregnancy as.
I think
Countdown to no more child support.
I think they were just being like, how do we promote this Megadeth beer? I know, let's do an Instagram Live and answer some questions about the beer. So you'll keep seeing he keeps trying to get back on topic to the beer.
Oh,
right?
Oh, it's like Woody Harrelson talking about Rampart. You can only don't ask me anything else. Fuck you. No, his beard is part of him. He's not hiding under the beard.
All right, let's
Are they playing Cat Scratch Fever? Is Ted Nugent really on the playlist?
Oh my God, it's some of the worst music in the background. And the first few minutes is just him going, hello, wow.
You can't even turn off the fucking Ted Nugent in the background? Come on.
Oh, I'm going to now name every country on the planet Earth. Hello, Paraguay. Cameroon, how you doing?
Also, so he named his children Justice and Elektra.
Right.
And Elektra was also a record label. Which is just so
cool. Yes, Metallica's record label and Metallica's song album.
Oh shit! Yeah, that is a very creepy angle.
Yeah.
There's a lot of.
Oh,
creepy
that's that Rock Island management in the chat.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at how The thing I love about these Instagram lives is like. Like, this is what Dave Mustaine looks like. Like this,
he looks like a dog that was out in the rain.
Like, the forehead, like, he looks, it's just.
Getting old is no fun, Rob, I'll tell you.
No.
That. Yeah, we're all going to look like that one day.
Yeah. Okay, so let me cut ahead to some highlights. Cause
thank you.
A lot of people think the devil is red.
No.
We're gonna hear that.
Well, okay, so he's talking about the beer.
It's a good message.
Yeah.
Ah!
He stopped himself
because
he knew it was a blabbermouth headline in the making.
Because
he was about to say, I was stopped myself from sending him a beer, sending him a case of the beer and saying it was a cure for coronavirus.
That's not what I said.
First of all, doesn't Trump not drink anyway? Like, he would never drink the beer. Unless he thought it was a cure for coronavirus. And he might drink.
He'll finally break his edge.
Oh,
like Noah.
Yeah, for a second.
Okay, we can keep moving. But see, she's keeping on brand. He is bad at keeping on brand.
Yeah, he's just talking about Trump. I'm going to talk about Trump now and Long Island chili dogs, bringing chili dogs to a show so you can get in, break the COVID rules. Oh, wait, you're supposed to be talking about beer. I forgot.
It's funny, this is supposed to be about beer, and if you, like, skip the scan to, like, 25 minutes, it'll just be like, and then the UFOs took Nick Menza and put a probe up his butthole, you know, whatever.
Let me go back a little. So somebody asked about vodka, and he just goes, oh, hold on, let me go back a little.
Colombia. Coheed and Colombia?
Oh, no.
No, they're not.
He says, ha ha, just kidding. And it's like, what?
That's not what I said.
He says it. Look, hold on.
I know, I heard it.
We need to extract that. Just kidding. He sounds like Beavis.
Sounds like
a smut guy. Yeah.
Shut up, Dave.
Liar.
What are these glasses? They look like
like his wife's glasses. Like, what are they? Okay, now he does an impression of his dog. Hold on, I'm going to go back a few seconds. He's showing off his dog.
His dog is a white comedian doing a black southern preacher character.
Okay, I did not expect the dog to be that.
What'd you expect? Pitbull?
Something bigger?
You didn't expect toy-sized dolls?
Him and Vince Neil have, like, toy dogs. What is that?
You know why? Here, I feel like the type of people that get these dogs are ones that don't want to take care of dogs. Because like, it's the minimal amount of maintenance.
Well, also, he's... you know, 73 years old, and he's so frail that a big dog would pull him around the street.
Seriously.
That's true.
Yeah, like he's walking these dogs. Get out of here.
Yeah, I guess.
Justice! Go make your dog poo.
Justice, your dog is humping my dog again. Do something! Disgusting! Getting pre-cum all over my sofa. What's wrong with you? Where'd you find this nut?
What?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Look at how proud he is of this. Like, this is Dave Mustaine unfiltered.
What this beer does to you?
He sounds like Justin Wilson, the Cajun chef now.
Oh, we got this here beer that we'll be giving to the dogs. Oh, I guarantee.
What is that voice?
Fucking bad. Terrifying.
He's going to make a little roux with the gumbo. Put it on that fire.
The fuck does Mickey Momo mean? What does that mean?
That's not what I said.
I love that his kids know to get him to change the topic. This is gonna get in trouble.
Well, that's where you really could see as the stream progresses is like they're the ones who wear the pants of the family. Like, Dad, we got to get back on topic here. You need to do this. You need to keep talking about the beer.
Yeah, this is our money you're fucking with now.
Good point.
Smoke this shit.
Ugh. Dad, you sunk our whole life savings in this stupid beer project. We got to sell it. Seriously. Sell it! I can't go to college because of you and your stupid beer.
You don't want to go to college.
Wait, which one of his kids sounds like that?
Both of them.
All of them.
They both just have a Dave Mustaine voice for this bit.
I think that dog voice.
Total fucking Duclaw.
Whoa, he's got big nostrils.
All right, let's keep it moving.
No one cares. Oh! Whoa! He aged like 4 years.
Oh, my God.
Those 4 minutes that you scanned the video.
It was 1 minute. This is 1 minute later,
that's
literally.
That's what happens when you leave Dave Mustaine out in the sun for more than 10 seconds.
Rob, you're going to get to like 30 minutes into this video. It's going to be a pile of dust, bone dust and organs.
The Crypt Keeper.
He's just going to be talking from a dustpan that Justice swept up.
All right, buy my beer.
It goes in the garbage.
Don't forget to buy Saison 13, everybody.
By the way, this is a great ad for his beer. We're getting the brands right. We're nailing it for him.
Right.
We could be his kids.
This is soft branding. This is our soft branding package.
You know what he looks like? Fucking Dieter from Sprockets with that sweater, just with long hair.
Nails and tight on Sprockets when we dance.
Great.
But not as good as me.
Yeah.
Listen to too much Ted Nugent. I can't squeeze any metal in between the Ted Nugent songs and the rock blocks that are playing in my house.
Oh my God, wait, hold on. Somebody mentions Dave Ellison's solo record and he's like, what's that?
What? Dave Ellison, who? I've never heard of the guy.
Wait, let's go back.
So
I missed
so agitated
song.
That someone would ask him about any other music besides Megadeth.
Yeah.
That's face. I want it. Like, how amazing is it that his, like, arguably his longest tenured friend, the person who's known him the closest, right, David Ellefson, he doesn't even know that he has a solo record. He has no clue.
Is it possible that he just has Alzheimer's and legit doesn't remember who David Ellefson is?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like the first he's hearing of it.
Well, I mean, look, to be fair, you guys don't know what my side project podcast is.
Oh, shit.
What is it?
What?
No, it's a joke.
David Ellefson.
Oh, it's just me. It's we're in the same place as David. Wow, you got us, Noah. His face. This is.
Oh my God.
That's blasphemy, isn't it? Dave Mustaine is such a fan of his son. It's like he has a vicarious boner about his son, you know? It's kind of adorable.
He loves his kids.
I'm not making fun of that. That's adorable. I just said it's adorable.
You know that it's vicarious? Maybe he has a real boner.
I don't think he gets those anymore.
True. Figurative boner.
Oh, and he says his son is a better guitar player than him. Very nice of him. That's the first time he's ever said that about anybody.
Only because I have arthritis now.
Yeah.
Look at how proud he is.
He's got arthritis from signing all those checks over to his kids.
don't get a big head, kid. All right? It's only because my fingers are frail and old and withered.
OS for life.
Oh.
Take it easy.
Which he doesn't remember.
Oh, we've talked about that on the show before, right? How he manages bands and there was like problems.
Yeah, and the management company is Mustaine Management. You know, he's really getting out there on his own.
I mean, Justice Management would be a pretty cool name, you know, but he went with Mustaine.
Yeah, or like not Dave Mustaine Management would be too.
Or anything else not related to Dave Mustaine.
He talks about his favorite movies now.
Let's see. Want to guess what his favorite movie is?
The Karate Kid.
Wait, I have a good guess. Okay, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay, Rob?
And I have not seen this.
Me neither. Rob, you have seen this.
I don't remember. The Charles Bronson series of films.
That's a good guess.
I'm going to say The Ten Commandments.
Well, I say The Karate Kid, but now I'm wondering maybe it's like a Clint Eastwood movie.
That's what Darren said.
I picked that.
Okay.
Pick
that's
a different
probably
one.
It.
You could say
I'll
Dirty
Harry.
I'll
just pick The Karate Kid.
Say Gran Torino.
Yes!
Hold on. He said, but.
No, I mean that. Holy
I swear
moly.
I did not see that video. I swear.
Well, let's see what he says.
Holy shit.
All right. I guess honorable mention.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
It's very close. It's very close.
Okay. Wow, we did really well there. Clint Eastwood!
Oh, my God! Okay, wait. So do I get points for that?
We both do. Yeah.
Everyone gets points.
Except
no
Rob.
Well, the one who saw it.
He's not done talking. Wait, maybe he's going to say Rob.
Oh,
my God.
The thing is that he talks so much that he'll eventually say every single thing like monkey. Yeah, he doesn't have time to listen to metal. Just listen to these songs that have been played on classic rock radio for the last 45 years.
I love him pronouncing wines. He's already rolling his eyes.
Oh, my God.
I'm over this dumb wine shit already.
Honestly, can you pause it for a sec?
Yeah, sorry.
I think it's kind of bizarre that he is an alcoholic and he's promoting wine and beer.
Yeah.
We're going to keep that in mind.
Oh.
Keep that in mind.
Okay.
There's a sound bite.
Kind of troublesome.
In mind. I was thinking that this entire time. And he's drinking the beer. Keep it in mind. All right. Moving on. Dave talking about Iran.
Oh, no. Number one.
Iran, number one.
Now look at how...
Two.
Look at how knowledgeable Dave is about it, Iran.
Wait, pause. Iran,
dropping knowledge.
You're Russian. You're in a hurry.
He's dropping knowledge bombs. Iran used to be Persia. Wow.
It used to be called Persia.
Iran is in something called the Middle East.
And its neighbor is a country called Iraq.
Who knew? Thanks for the update, Dave.
Rob,
he's
could
so
you
proud
do
of
me a favor? Could you see where there's the thumbs up and the thumbs down? Could you just quickly click the thumbs down for me, please?
Oh,
you have to sign in? Do that later? Thank you.
No problem.
To be fair, though,
this isn't Dave Mustaine. This is somebody reposting
a
Dave Mustaine video, which I thumbs up because look at all this material it's giving us.
Yeah. I suppose.
Oh,
he just can't resist saying French words.
That did you hear the weird laugh? His like his Beavis laugh.
wait.
His son, stick to metal. Stop talking about your highly expensive cars.
Oh, did you hear his evil laugh?
Someone was breaking into their house while they're cutting this video. Did the alarm go off?
And stealing his Aston Martin.
Alex Skolnick is breaking in because he heard they were having a cookout.
It's the smoke alarm.
The Skolnick alarm. It really is.
I predicted this video was with him as a pile of ash, so I might not be that far off.
Oh my God!
Wow.
He looks like Eddie. He looks like the or whatever. Not Eddie is Iron Maiden. The thing on their covers, Vic.
Vic Rattlehead.
Yeah, yeah. He's morphing into that character now.
Oh my God.
Oh, shut up. Look at this weird angle. He's now walking away from the house. It's burning to the ground. And also, the Instagram commenters are like, oh, that's really loud. So he's trying, but this angle is just so.
We get a great insurance payout for that, so he doesn't care.
Got to find a new house, guys. Join me.
No, I'm the next House Hunters.
Imagine. He's a world famous guitarist looking for a new house after his last one burnt down.
Gotta go.
That's all right.
I don't really like the open concept. More of a split level.
I guess this is a fixer upper.
Something that's not flammable.
It would just be him, like, looking at houses that Metallica members have put on sale.
I was just going to say, he ends up at, like, the house Lars has put up for sale. He's like, the Metallica Platinum plaque, and he's like, I'll take it.
They do this confessional where he talks to the camera and is like, I like this one. I can smell Jason Newsted's musk.
That's exactly what I was going to say. He's, like, sniffing the doorknobs.
I love it. I'll take it.
They don't smoke inside the house.
He sounds like that concert promoter. I have no authority to make them not smoke within my domicile.
If the house
I can tell them to, they can bring cigarettes, but I can't make them smoke.
All right, and then and now somebody had the same thought that you did, Noah. Here we go. Oh wait,
you sound it.
Yeah, exactly. Wait. Like you could hear he's like more slurry than he was. At the top of the video.
But that could be stroke effects and not
that's good. True.
You might have skipped over the part where you had a massive stroke.
No, I think that's this whole thing.
That's how he burned the house down. Doesn't remember David Ellison.
Okay. Smells burning. You're right.
Smells toast.
So first of all, he gets mad at the person for insinuating he's drunk. And then he says, I don't drink to excess. This is, I don't know if you remember, but a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, I dropped the line rock star sober. Dave Mustaine is the epitome of rock star sober. This is rock star sober.
Yeah. Minus the star part.
And the rock part.
And then they try to walk away from the property. There's two more little bits here, and then we could wind down with this. Although what a journey it's been.
We're almost at the end of the show, thanks to the video.
There you go.
You should walk towards the food. Your voice.
He can't handle being told he has bad sound. That's a trigger.
Look, now he's
going to fire somebody like he fired that sound guy.
Look at that, the face of Dave Mustaine using his phone. It's these little moments that really just blow my mind.
Oh, and he's licking his lips.
He looks like the Crypt Keeper. What?
What's your fucking massive house?
Here's a close-up shot of her license plate.
This is where her room is.
Take a look at her panty drawer.
He does show inside the house, which we're going to get to in a moment. He's getting a little
fussy. How long is this video in total?
32 minutes.
Half an hour.
Wow.
I was going to be like, can you see the license plate? But no, you can't. Also, like, did you see that Electra is maybe 100 pounds and the car that she has is like for an 800 pounder? Like, it's a giant truck.
Well, she's tall.
Like, oh, yeah, we got to talk about the beer.
Did you hear that? Don't forget to plug the merch.
Oh, my God. Is that what that was?
Yeah, she says something about plugging the merch.
She's just Ivanka Trump.
How's the decor, Noah? It seems like very, it's like all right.
There's just like flip-flops everywhere.
I like that it's messy.
Well, they've got company over. Oh, here's the merch.
So then the rest is just them plugging all the different merch. He will put the word Megadeth on anything.
She got a cut for this?
Yeah, her inheritance.
Yeah, her entire existence.
Yeah, the funding of her music career.
You know that, like, so they had this cookout, they invited a bunch of friends, and they show up, and they see all this merch laid out on the table, like, oh, is that for us? Cool, we get shirts. No, that's not for you.
Yeah, right.
It's for the Instagram video. Don't touch it. We have it laid
out
perfectly.
Be it, freeloaders.
Go have the chili cheese dogs and shut the fuck up.
That ain't for ego. Cover charge.
let's see Dave sign off.
Yeah.
He's so passive aggressive. Is that his, like, After Dark voice?
Oh, wow. I just see that last second.
He did the horns wrong, too.
Later.
He didn't do that.
So I didn't pick that up the first time. But the reason they did this is also for the giveaway, because clearly the giveaway didn't have enough entries, and he was very upset about that.
That,
like, I don't know, we have all this great stuff and we don't understand why you guys haven't grabbed it yet.
There's no cash, all right? I know you guys are skeptical of me because I'm such a shady motherfucker.
Oh, Dave.
So bless his heart. And one other quick thing I wanted to mention is I was the only U.S. press representative. You hear that, Rock Management? At a press conference for the Wacken Virtual World Festival.
Virtual signal.
Wacken, of course, is arguably the biggest annual metal fest. It happens in Germany every year. It's huge. It's amazing. I've always wanted to go. I haven't had a chance yet. Maybe I'll go, you know, in about 5 or 6 years.
Well, now that it's virtual, you can go. It's probably quite easy.
Well, I was at the virtual one.
Yeah.
A virtual one. And I was invited to be a part of the press conference. And it was pretty cool. I had to wake up ridiculously early. The press conference was at 7 in the morning. That's right. Yeah, I've been waking up early. Being the only American, I got very, very embarrassed at the very end of my little moment. Let me share this. I posted it on my socials. Let me just get this going. So it was a Zoom call, but they were like, oh, we're doing this virtual stage and, it'll be like, it'll be edited.
Intense.
Yeah, the graphics are pretty wild. So it looked pretty cool. Hold on, I'm just trying to get the browser loaded. Here we go. All right. So here's like a still of it, but then here's the clip. And I want
to
point out.
They invited you. Now they want to know who you are. I don't understand.
Yeah, this guy was a little.
The audience, right? Like the people who are.
Yeah. Watching. So they were telling me, okay,
Robert.
So we're going to, when you're unmuted, wait a second, and then you can talk. So clearly I talked too soon because
oh, no.
Check this out. I don't introduce myself.
And wait,
why did your voice
some,
sound like
and
that?
There's
oh,
some audio issues where I sound like a fucking chipmunk.
No, you sound like Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. It's very strange. You're in a football fan. Pause it. We really need to do an A-B with that and Billy Joe Armstrong because you fucking sound exactly like him. It's disturbing.
Ugh. It's a Christmas,
Second one. Let's see.
Oh.
So
my wife.
Sid, are you okay?
So now the entire metal world thinks that's what you sound like.
I know.
They all think that's just what Rob from Metal Injection
The entire
sounds
European
like.
Metal world.
Oh, no. Oh, it's fine.
Oh, no.
Who is that guy?
That's the founder of the festival.
Dear God.
And so he answers it, blah, blah, blah. You know, he gives a real answer. But then here, this part is where I was like, oh, I started cringing internally. Stay safe, Robert.
I don't get why you were embarrassed by that and not the fact that they changed your voice.
Because he didn't say stay safe to any of the other press people. At the end he was like, I hope everyone stays safe. But like, it was specifically to me because I'm in fucking America. And it was just like,
I think you're making that up. I don't agree with you.
All right, maybe I'm projecting.
Can we hear a little bit more of your high-pitched voice though, please?
Yeah, let's go back to that. And you didn't even follow his directions, Rob. He said to introduce the media that you're from.
I told you. I started talking
too because you were talking
soon. They didn't capture it. Yeah, I definitely. Of course, I introduced it. How dare you?
It's really like you took a shot of a helium balloon and then just started reciting your question. It's amazing.
I hope you're happy, Sid.
I want to hear the hot mic after these guys like went to a break or something. Like, who's that chipmunk that called? Yeah, he sounded really ridiculous. Oh my God, what's wrong with his voice?
Maybe they thought that you had coronavirus and somehow it was creeping up to your vocal cords.
Oh yeah, he's American. He probably has the COVID-19.
Why did we not invite his partner? He sounds like normal man.
Why are they? They're suddenly Asian?
I don't know.
Normal man. Is there a band called Normal Man?
It should be.
Maybe.
Marginal Man was a band.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I end all of my emails with, you know, be safe, or I start them with, like, hey, I hope you're well.
Right. No, okay.
I didn't see anything. Like,
that's
that was
fair. But...
Yeah, Rob, you really picked the wrong cringe moment from that whole thing.
Like, every other second of it, you mean?
You know, when I read that, I was like, you know what? I think that Rob feels lonely. No, seriously. I don't mean that, like, as a negative thing. I think it's just kind of like, that's how we ask for attention and love.
Boy, no. Why don't you live remotely close to him. Why don't you go give him a hug?
Yeah.
Well,
what?
I want you to go walk the dogs.
How did you get that?
Quarantine is a rough time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think we all have our way of letting it get to us.
I told the
Dude Dorito in the chat says Rob was in mid-ball stretch.
Oh, so you're saying he didn't know he was going to get called on, and then he has
that's why my pitch is so high.
His whole junk was out. He was doing the stretch and rake.
The what? Oh, well, okay.
Did you ever stretch your balls out? Like, not in a way that Rob does, like for sexual pleasures, but when you scratch your balls, you pull them out a little, and then you rake with your fingernails. That's one of them.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, you
stretch and rake.
Never. Not me. Now Dave Mustaine's hair looks like a ponytail on me.
Yeah, it does.
I think it was cool that you got invited to do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it was very honored.
My friend at Lamgo didn't.
It was very exciting to be asked to participate. They were very secretive with it, so I had to agree to. I mean, I basically figured out what it would be, but they were like, "We can't tell you until we do the official announcement. But we hope you could be involved." And I was like, "Sure."
Were there any other good questions?
The questions were all pretty straightforward. It was just like I don't even remember, honestly. After he said stay safe, Robert, I was like, sorry for my country.
So he didn't say that to the other people.
Not that I recall. Or he didn't. He might have said it to the next person.
He thought he had to say it to the next person to not reveal that he's only American.
He definitely did not say it to the first person. I'll say that I was the second interview.
I feel like I'm confirming your paranoia, so let me stop.
And the first one was from a German outlet. He didn't tell the German outlet to say safe because they're already safe.
Right. They live in a normal country.
Unless they're Jewish.
That's true.
Oh, stop it.
Stay safe from ovens, yeah.
So let's wrap it up on some health tips. Noah, you passed this around.
Oh.
You did.
Well, I know, but I didn't want to get into it right now. This is going to be this is a long video.
All right, let's do a teaser then.
Coming next week.
Oh. Online platforms.
Pornhub. Oh, the sound.
Noah, did you watch this? What is the remedy?
Ain't nothing natural about that.
Firm.
No. But like, what's this? Oh, there we go. Oh.
Yeah, I don't.
There's a lot of get to. Oh,
Do you co-sign her getting breast implants?
No, I'm just mad. Like, that was her birthday treat. My birthday just passed. Nobody got me breast implants. Fuck, guys.
You can use them as those stress relievers. Just hold them in your hand and, like, squeeze them when you're stressed out.
It's plenty stressful right there. It's not. Rob did a song about it like 10 years ago.
Her personal research.
Bitchman's.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
Fair.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. We wouldn't be here without blood either. I'm not drinking it.
Yeah, right? Well, then you're not a vampire. You're lost.
I guess.
Yeah, that research was sponsored by the reputable scientific website Brazzers.com.
Well, I guess like the original link, this is not the link that I originally sent.
Oh, okay.
But
this is like her
the original
response.
One, it was like a Vice article that did like a whole thing with this woman, and she was like in her kitchen and she was making the smoothies and all of that.
Oh.
But then when I went back to check the link last week, the tweet was gone, and like I could not find any. I guess they like.
I think they took it down because Vice got a lot of heat for that. Because it was like, oh, look at this reputable publication doing. Like, essentially, I think there was like a parody website that predicted that Vice would eventually do an article like that. So there was like a dual screenshot. And so they were very embarrassed and they took it down.
Oh, well.
But, you know, try
your
treatment. There could be health benefits.
Of course I have, but I don't know what it did to my immunity.
In a smoothie, though, or just like
no,
a shot?
No, ew, that's disgusting.
Straight up in the smoothie is what ruins it.
Yeah, not to come. You know, Noah, when I eat certain foods, I notice like maybe a difference in my output, like my pee or my shit is slightly different. Do you notice anything after having ingested sperm? Any
not
difference
really.
In your poop color? Maybe it has no nutritional value then.
I think I actually like looked that up once and it's not, it has like the amount of vitamins in it is like nothing.
We need to do a test here. So what you're going to do this weekend, Noah, is you're going to have the sperm smoothie and you're going to go to a Long Island hardcore show. You're going to get in the pit. You're going to mosh it up. Then next weekend, you're not going to have the sperm smoothie. You're going to go to another Long Island hardcore show and we'll see which time you get sick.
You could also have a sperm chili cheese dog.
Oh my God.
It can't be much worse than just the chili cheese dog from that place. Let's be real.
I'm guessing the chili sort of drowns out everything else. You wouldn't even know.
It's probably like that squeeze, like that, or like that cheese in the canister.
And the chili in the canister, too.
Yeah,
probably
for sure.
Microwave everything.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like the hot dog has boot in it.
Is that much worse than normally what hot dogs have in them? Probably
pigeons
not.
Pigeons and boot.
That would be your bar name. Two blocks down from Shaker's Pub is Pigeons and Boot.
Oh.
Only the Alex Skolnick Trio plays there. No hardcore shows.
Sure, yeah.
He's also the Billy in the back.
He's the
what
in the
back?
He's making the chili in the back.
Oh, ew, Darren.
Where did you? Oh my God! All right, we.
I'm good at Google.
Wrap it up.
All right.
Some people, you know what? I'm gonna say I predict some people who look at this picture will find the ketchup more disgusting than the other thing.
It's a toss up for me.
I
don't have video.
Oh yeah, my virtual background on Zoom is now a hot dog with ketchup, mustard, and sperm, or some substance. May not be. Sperm,
I don't understand this disdain for ketchup on hot dogs. I love
either.
Ketchup on hot dogs.
No,
I didn't realize it was like a faux pas until maybe a year ago. I saw on Twitter.
Well, I only play it up for comedy. Like, if you want to eat ketchup, if we're being real, I really don't give a shit. I just think it's funny sometimes to, but I really hate it. That's genuine. For me, if you really want to eat ketchup on hot dog, I got no problem.
You hate ketchup in general or specifically
on
hot dogs?
No. It doesn't mix with hot dogs. A hot dog is the appeal of the hot dog is the tang and the acidity, and the ketchup brings a very highly sweetened sauce aspect to it. And they're at odds with each other, and they don't mix. And it's also aesthetically ugly. It's like red on red. It's just the mustard looks so pretty on it, and the mustard adds an accent. And other condiments also add an accent, but the ketchup is just so. And the sperm, forget about it. That's just terrible.
What about the? Do you get onions?
I like to get raw white onions. I don't like to get the cooked orange onion. Those are gross.
I see. Okay. Well, with that note, I think it's time to wind it down. And what a quick episode. I feel like this episode just flew by when you have Long Island club shows to mock and Dave Mustaine. Things just fly by. And before we go, I do want to make mention of our top livecast fans of the week. Where would we be without our patrons? And if you want to throw in a little extra, for $10 a month, you could be one of our top livecast fans of the week, where you get a shout out at the end of the show, which is right now. I'm going to try to do it in my Billy Joe Armstrong voice.
Oh, no.
Okay, I want to say hi to Eric, and I want to say hi to Robert. Is it working? Is this okay?
Sure.
It doesn't
sound like
Billy
Joe.
I don't know. It sounds a little like this. So, like, Rob, a good news, a.k.a. Justin, thank you for being a top livecast fan.
You
kind of
sound
Benjamin.
Like, oh, sorry. You sound like Billy Joe Armstrong mixed with Trump a little bit.
Benjamin, I want you to stay safe. You're wonderful. You're the best, Benjamin. You're beautiful. El Deuterino, you're the best, Deuterino. Dan R., you still don't know what the R stands for, do it. Cattle Decaf, Mindy Mayers, Kippah. Kippa. Croc Destroyer. I've been considering investing in a pair of Crocs for my beaches. Sam, I am, I is. We have Yonder, or as I like to call him, Jander. Then we have Shasur Shasusit. LaCroix, the crustacean sensation Gottstump, Ash Bosliov, I'm now Gilbert Gottfried, Dallas, Robba Vampiro, Shane, Hugo likes tacos, you know, I can get here goes, and finally, hi, it's Josh. Thank you to all of our top livecast fans. Thank you to you for listening. We'll be back next week. No thank you to Sid, though.
Well, you could thank us by rating us on iTunes and wherever you get podcasts. And make sure that
good
you give us 5 stars, whether you think we're 5 stars worthy or not.
Please,
you know,
it would very much
help
us.
Yeah, they might. You might think we're 11 stars worthy, and they only give you 5. So just go with that. Like, you kind of have to.
And honestly, you could do the 5 stars, and then in the comments, you could say whatever mean thing you want about us. We just care about the stars.
Right.
True.
Balance it that way.
And also follow our Spotify playlist.
Yes. Yeah. We have we've been doing a music break in the form of a Spotify playlist that we update every week with 4 new songs, one from each of us. Listen to it. It's on the episode page on Metal Injection.
Mm-hmm.
And for now, we dance.
I'll pretend I hear the music. Hey.
Oh, you don't hear the music? Oh,
nope.
Never mind.
No, sir.
Whatever.
We don't.
I can just play something.
Go ahead.
I got it.
Oh, there we go. Because I know what I'm doing best. And I know what's going on. Because I got the lead.
leave a track.
Okay. We did it.
Yay, we did it.
All right. Good stuff.
So you'll email the microphone people, Rob?
Yeah, what am I? I forgot, what am I emailing? Oh,
mic
for the mic stand.
And the converter thingies, the USB, XLR.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's,
sounds
it's
good.
Not, I think it's like $40.
So yeah, I mean, we'll figure it out. Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.